Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
This public radio podcast is supported by AMC Theater's weekday escape program, Big Movies, special weekday packages Monday through Thursday. You can find out more at amctheaters.com/weekday.
This is New Classical Tracks from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Julia Mucker.
And I'm Valerie Kaler. And we're here with a look at some of our favorite new releases from 2007.
Well, Valerie, one of my favorites was the duet CD released by soprano Anna Netrebko and tenor Rolando Villazon. The onstage chemistry between these two darlings of opera is palpable. And according to the LA Times, they're not only beautiful, they're believable, which is something very rare. Rolando Villazon says that's the key to opera. He says, when the opera shows you two lovers on stage who are ready to die for each other, the audience has to feel their passion. You can't miss the passion between Mimi and Rudolfo in this duet from Puccini's La Bohème and throughout the entire CD. Duets with Rolando Villazon and Anna Netrebko.
A different sort of intimacy can be found in the best chamber music, and there were a lot of great entries this year. I love the Emerson String Quartet's Brahms CD, which was released to coincide with Emerson's 30th anniversary season. Brahms harmonies can make you think you're hearing way more than four instruments. As you continue to listen, you get the sense that you're hearing not a string quartet, but a string quartet arrangement of an epic symphony. A wind chorale here, with clarinets and bassoons. And now flutes and oboes. The Emerson String Quartet plays Brahms.
2007 was a very good year for some very talented young musicians. Violinist Maxim Vengerov worked with musicians aged 17 to 29 from 30 different countries in the UBS Verbier Festival Orchestra. Vengerov said the CD he made with the ensemble was a journey to find the soul of Mozart. In practice, he was leading the group, but in spirit, the real teacher was Mozart. Vengerov worked with soprano Cecilia Bartoli to help him think more like a singer and really exploit the operatic tendencies in Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 2. That's from a 2007 release with violinist Maxim Vengerov and the UBS Verbier Festival Orchestra.
It's another young orchestra and young conductor that had to be the biggest music story of 2007. 26-year-old Venezuelan conductor Gustavo Dudamel was tapped to take over as music director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic in 2009. He's keeping busy in the meantime, though, frequently with the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra. He's literally grown up with the group and has been its music director since he was 17. In this CD, Dudamel leads the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra in a farewell to childhood of sorts. Mahler's Symphony No. 5 is a step away from his youth-centric earlier work. Luscious Adagietto from Mahler's Symphony No. 5 with Gustavo Dudamel and the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra.
And those are just a few of our favorites from 2007. If you'd like to see a complete list of all the music that Valerie Kaler and I reviewed this past year on New Classical Tracks, go to the website minnesotapublicradio.org. And that's New Classical Tracks from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Julia Mocker.
I'm Valerie Kaler. Happy New Year.